Take your Bibles, please, and let's go to Psalm 68 and verse 9. One verse tonight. We could go through this whole psalm, but we'd be here till probably about midnight, and I didn't think you wanted to stay that long, so I just felt led of the Lord to go to one verse, verse 9, and preach on the subject of plentiful rain. This is a good day to preach on that subject. May get some more rain tomorrow. But this was a time of the taking of the ark. At least the strongest teaching of it is the time of the taking of the ark to Mount Zion later in the temple. And it, as they were going, they would sing this song. And it's a long song and it's a long trip. The Huguenots, who were the French Protestants, those who were not Protestants, but they were the French Protestants, and they protested the Catholic Church in the 16th and 17th century. And this was their song of battle when they would go into battle. Savonarola, who was an Italian reformer and a great orator, who was executed, according to history, in the first century. Savonarola and his brother monks, as they marched to the trial of fire, as it was called, in the Piazza of Florence, they sang this psalm. This was something that they had memorized and knew, and they would sing it. It is a song, really a psalm of victory. The whole psalm, if we were to go through the whole psalm, it talks about Israel's history and how God was going to bless them, or had blessed them, in spite of all of the failures they had. And then it takes us all the way into the millennial kingdom. So maybe as you study that, you'll see that. But we want to look tonight at the showers of blessings that come, the plentiful rain that he's talking about. Look at verse 9. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Specifically talking about Israel at a great time of need in their life nationally, when God met that need through them. And so it's called plentiful rain. We might say it like this: there shall be showers of blessing. That would be a term we would be a lot more accustomed to. Plentiful rain, or showers of blessing. And this symbolizes tonight to us God's gifts to us, whatever they are, all of the showers of blessing that God gives us. The plentiful rain, the showers of blessing, God's gifts to us. Now here in the history, it was Israel in the wilderness, but to us it's talking about the saved, the church of the living God, and what God will do for us, because God wants to bless us. And he's very pleased to give us showers of blessings. Now, what are these? How are these showers characterized, or what are they characterized by? First of all, I think of the word sweetness. They are especially good, these blessings, when we know they come from God. And the showers, the rain, when they knew that that rain, the showers of God's blessing, came upon them, they knew without question it came from God. Do you realize tonight that every blessing you have, honestly, doesn't come from your great ability and your self-made personality, but every blessing we have tonight comes from where? Comes from heaven, comes from whom? Comes from God. Every blessing we have. And so this rain was good because they knew it came from God. Now, when I was a little fellow, I remember a lot of times the men of the church, the deacons and some of the farmers, getting together in northeast Louisiana in that little bitty country church, Antioch Baptist Church. And I remember them talking about needing some rain. And they said, you know, they'd be talking around the church, if we don't get some rain, crops are going to fail. And boy, those were bad times for farmers. How many of you ever lived on a farm, or knew, had parents that lived on a farm or something, you knew what it was all about. And I can remember just as a little lad, 9, 10, 11 years of age, hearing them talk about that. And I can also remember when they had prayer meetings to pray and ask God to give the rain. Heaven forbid we'd do anything like that today, right? We can work it all out ourselves. I remember one of the most controversial issues that came up in that little church was whether to seed the clouds or not. And some said, we've got to do it. And others said, no, you're playing God when you do that. That's God's business. What we need to do is pray. And they did not. There were some that seeded the clouds and others that would not do it because they said, we're going to get on our knees and pray. But I can tell you, I also remember when they said, well, God gave the rain. Praise the Lord. And there would be testimonies about what God did so that cotton would grow, so I'd have some clothes to go to school with to have on my back when the fall started or after the harvest came in to be able to do that. We used to always, Mama would put things on layaway at the Dixie store. And then when the crop came in, we'd go down there and she'd pay it off, and that way I'd have a jacket ever so often, usually not every year, but until I'd grow out of it. But we knew that it came from God. And even as a little fella, I was impressed with that. And it has stuck in my mind how they prayed and said, we need rain. God give us rain. They'd pray for it in the midweek prayer meeting. And they'd pray for it at other times. And then when God would give the rain, they'd give him the glory. What an impression that made on my mind. And all of our blessings tonight come from God. You know that? They are tokens of God's love. And he is the one who daily gives us. Verse 19 says, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. And God does, doesn't he? I was thinking about all the benefits that God gives me in one day's period of time. And I jotted down a whole lot of things on that list. And I had a good long list of things that God gives me every day. I can count on these things being there from God. And when I know God has given them, it makes it even that much sweeter. They're tokens of his love. I also not only think of the word sweetness, but plentifulness. In verse 9, look at what he says. Again, thou, O God, didst send a, not just rain, but plentiful rain. I like that word plentiful. You ought to underscore it in your mind or there in the Bible where he's talking about it. He didn't say a slight rain. Now, yesterday, I went to the hospital. I was making my hospital calls. I believe it was early afternoon. And while I was in the hospital, I saw a lot of clouds and so on and so forth. And everybody's talking on the elevator about the rain and are we going to get any rain and so on and so forth. And I said, well, I hope we do. I hope we get some rain today. And so I left the hospital and had a sprinkle or two on my windshield. And I thought, well, I don't know. I believe it's going around us again, going north. Then I came, and the closer I got to the church, it started raining a little bit. And then it just shut off and quit. And I thought, man, I hate to see that quit, even though it got the car dirty. And that was about all the good that I can figure that came out of that rain was it got my car dirty. And I was thinking, well, that's not much rain. And that's what we have to look at as far as the difference in what God does for us. There's a slight rain, and that was a slight rain. And there's a partial rain that's just in different areas and so on and so forth. But no, here he says there will be plentiful rain, not a temporary rain, not a partial rain, not anything that is slight, but a plentiful rain. And here's what he's saying. It reaches the needs of everybody. It reaches the needs of everybody, everywhere. God's children, God wants to give a plentiful rain. And it covers the whole dry land, a large rain. I think we got some of that today. And as I understand, we're going to have some of that tomorrow. That's all right. Bring it on. We need it. We need a large rain. Amen. And sometimes in our lives, we need a large blessing. And we need God to just rain on our lives and rain on our souls because they get a little dry and they need to be refreshed. And so God does that. We need a large rain, a generous rain, a widespread rain. And God is just reminding us in the psalmist that God can supply the need for everybody. It is not just a little rain, it's a plentiful rain. And I can say tonight, God's always supplied my need. And when I needed a plentiful rain, God had the rain there. And He always will have, and I thank Him for that. He meets the needs of all. And then look at the timeliness of it. In verse 9 again, He says, when it was weary, God gave the rain, and He confirmed His inheritance when it was weary. What was weary? His inheritance. And here I think, as I said, the Jews were weary. It was that inheritance. And it was those who belonged to God. And what was wrong with them? They were weary. You know, there's some things that can make us weary. There's some things that can come into our lives, and we are reminded of them many, many times, that can make us weary. We need a blessing. We need help. We need rain from God when things get weary. Sometimes it's in a family. Sometimes a husband's mate and children maybe don't appreciate the sacrifice that he makes, the hard labor, the work, all of those things. They forget about that. And maybe the children become rebellious. They don't do what you've asked them to do, what you've taught them to do. And sometimes they get involved in immorality and some other things that may come in their lives. And you know what happens when that happens? You get weary, don't you? You get weary when your children break your heart, and when there are things in the family that go wrong, and there are misunderstandings, and you're trying to work that out. There's a weariness about those things. And we need to call on the Lord, and the Lord will rain on our weariness and help us out. Sometimes it's financial reversals. We're hearing more and more and more about that in these days. I keep hearing every once in a while about somebody else who just lost their job. Someone else who just lost their job. Brother, that'll make you weary. Especially if you're the breadwinner and you're trying to have the funds to bring in the needs that the family has, and you get very weary, and maybe you get laid off, or there are medical bills, or whatever it may be. All of these things, financial reversals, come in our lives, and we get very weary. I tell you, if you've ever been there, and most everybody has been there, when you had some real financial challenges in your life, maybe some you brought on yourself, maybe some you could not help. But what did you do during those times? If you were doing the right thing, you went to God and you knelt before God and you asked for God's help. Lord, rain some dollar bills, amen. Rain some help financially on my life because I am in need. Sometimes it's loneliness. We get a little weary with that. I always feel for our dear ladies and men, our widows and widowers in our church, who I know are very lonely. They lost their mates. And listen, nobody knows, and I do not even know how to enter into that. Nobody knows like they know what it's like to lose your mate. And there are some lonely days. Oh, you make it. And yes, you love the Lord, and you get through it with God's help. But sometimes during the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, and other times, man, it just really sometimes centers in on you. And there are other times in between. What do you need? You need the Lord's help. And so during those lonely hours, you say, oh God, please rain your blessing, your help. I need strength. And God will bring it and God will give it. Sometimes it's physical problems. So many of our people are going through those things right now. Some challenges that they have, some problems they have. There have been a lot of our people in the hospitals here lately, and some this week, and there's some on out there in the next week. And there's some real physical challenges. But we learn to just depend on God and ask God to help and ask God to rain His mercy and blessings down on us. And I feel for those people who have those problems. May God help them, and may we pray for them that God will bless them and pour out His mercy upon them. Sometimes we're not appreciated. Sometimes there's disappointment. and our heart is just like a desert. It's dry and disappointed, and it's hurting, and it's real, and we know it is. And then we go to God, and God helps us out. And just, the songwriter said, just when I need Him most, Jesus is near. Isn't that true? Just when I falter, just when I fear, just when I need Him, Jesus is near. Just when I need Him most. How many of you would say amen to that? You believe that's true. And I know that that's been my experience, and that's the promise of the Word of God. When rain is most needed, it is most appreciated. When rain is most needed, it is most appreciated. Isaiah 44 and verse 3. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. Aren't you glad that's in the Bible? I'll pour water upon the person that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. Thank God. There's a promise we can claim. There's one you can claim anytime. Isaiah 44 and verse 3. I'll pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. Then I see refreshment in verse 9. He says that he'll give rain, plentiful rain, and he'll give it to the weary. And then he says, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance. You confirm your inheritance. Well, the word confirm there could be rendered establish. You establish your inheritance. You prove your inheritance. You show that that is your inheritance. And I would think that that would remind us of renewal, that there's a confirmation of the inheritance, renewal. You know, I like the springtime of the year. I like this time of the year in Texas. I wasn't too crazy about it in Indiana, but I do like it in Texas because it warms up. And my wife had me out working in flower gardens. By the way, I hadn't cut her vines down, that running stuff, anymore. I learned my lesson from that. Some of you are here whenever I did that, and you remember. But I enjoy it because there's color, there are fragrances, there's green. Everything just comes to life, doesn't it? And I like to see everything come to life. We call it springtime. It's a renewal time. And you and I need those very same times in our life. We do. We get sort of used to things. Everything gets to be sort of common. We just sort of get used to going to church and used to praying and a little bit used to just sort of taking, reading our Bible for granted or whatever. And the next thing you know, we're depending on ourselves more than God, and a number of those things come our way. What we need many times is a refreshing rain from Almighty God, an outpouring of the blessed Holy Spirit of God. And if there's anything that our country and our world needs, especially our country and our church right now, it is an outpouring of the Spirit of Almighty God, a revival that we need in our nation. I think everybody that's a Christian who understands anything about it knows that. That's a lot of topic of conversation among preachers now. Can we have a revival? Will there be a revival? Well, if God gave Nineveh a revival, He can give America a revival. I don't know if He will or He won't, but I can tell you this. We all need revival on a personal level. And real revival comes as an addition of all of that put together. When God's people get right, as we know the Bible says, then we have that. So there's that renewal that God gives. And they said, He's showing us, He's confirming the inheritance. He is renewing our strength. He's helping us out. And He is proving to us that we belong to Him. So when God hears our prayers, and God answers our prayers, and God rains blessings on us, and God pours out His mercy on us, and God meets our needs, He's just confirming for us one more time, you belong to me, and I'm listening to you, and I love you, and I want to bless you, and I want to make it rain on your life. Not just rain on your parade, but rain on your life, spiritual blessings that God will give. And here's the conclusion of what I think He's saying. And that is this: when you're weary, when you feel like it's a desert, when you feel like you just can't take anymore, when you feel like the devil's on your case and will not get off of it. When you feel like you failed God miserably, when you are weary, call on God. When you're weary, call on God. And He will send showers of blessing in your life and in my life if we'll just let Him. And He'll prove to us we belong to Him. And He'll tell us and confirm it again and again and again. I love you, my child. I died for you. I paid the ultimate price. You're mine. And I do want to give showers of blessings on your life. He is the God, the only God, the true and living God. He is the God of plentiful rain. Amen. And we ought to praise Him for it. Let's stand, please. Let's bow our heads. And as you think about the plentiful rain of God, His sweetness, all of His merciful blessings, the plentifulness of it, the fact that He comes when we're weary, meets our needs, you might want to come and thank Him tonight. Or maybe you want to pray. Maybe there's a need now. Maybe you need that rain. Maybe you need that merciful, plentiful rain that God will give you tonight. You just come and ask Him. Let Him take care of it. I don't know what you're going through. You do. God does. But God wants to bless us. We're His children. And He wants to bless us. Father, thank You for Your Word. And out of all of these verses, only one picked out, but one that is just a reminder to us that You can give us what we need. And You want to give us what we have need of. Abundantly. And more than what we could even think or ask, You can give in our lives. And Father, over and over and over, we bless and praise Your name for the fact that You show us again and again and again that we're Your children. And You have never forsake us. And You're always there, no matter what we go through. Every storm, every trial, every heartache, every disappointment, every spiritual desert time we have, You're there if we just depend on You. I pray now You'd bless and encourage our hearts tonight with Your love and Your plentiful rain. In Christ's name.